This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump is a one-man wrecking crew, and I am so happy that he exists. I don't care what anybody says. This is undoubtedly the best man to be in this position in the history of this nation. Ronald Reagan could not do what Donald Trump is doing. He just doesn't have the same personality. He couldn't do it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump tweeted this. He says, congratulations to Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton on being successful in getting the Carter Page FISA documents. As usual, they are ridiculously heavily redacted, but confirm with little doubt that the Department of, quote, Justice and FBI misled the courts, witch hunt, rigged a scam. Here's what's funny about this. Everybody's talking about it. Remember when I told you guys Donald Trump is the person who sets the media's agenda? Trust me on this. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Donald Trump sets the media. And let me just explain how I know this to be true. I want to play a clip from CNN Jake Tapper where he's interviewing Carter Page. And this is what got everything set off. And let me tell you something. This will be the biggest backfire in the history of politics for the Democrats. And the scandal that's about to break, it's already broken, to be honest with you, because we're going to get into some polling here in a little bit. But it's already broken. Donald Trump, I read a quote where it says, his poll numbers defy gravity. They can't understand how they continue to beat this guy down. They pummel him. And his poll numbers just steadily rise. That's the biggest fear of the left. What do you do to somebody that you think you're beating up, and it turns out you go look in the mirror and you've gotten your butt kicked? Anyway, let's play that clip from CNN, Jake Tapper interviewing Carter Page. And here's the lead-in to one of CNN's premier shows.
Hello, I'm Jake Tapper in Washington, where the State of Our Union is still reeling from that Trump-Putin summit, from the president's attempts to deal with the backlash, and from new disclosures in multiple investigations. Just overnight, the Trump administration released a heavily redacted version of the previously top-secret application for surveillance of Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page. This is the first time that such a document has ever been made public, and it says, quote, the FBI believes that Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government, unquote, among many other charges. The warrant itself, of course, has been the subject of a very partisan fight on the House Intelligence Committee, and the president is already claiming victory on Twitter, saying that the released documents, quote, confirm with little doubt that the Department of, quote, Justice and FBI misled the courts, witch hunt, rigged a scam. In fact, that tweet itself is misleading. The documents show that the FBI did use material from the Steele dossier, but the FBI disclosed that the person who hired Steele likely was looking for ways to discredit then-candidate Trump. It also noted that Steele had been a reliable source of information in the past. But let's talk to former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, who joins me now. Let's get to the right to the crux of it, Carter. The FISA application says, quote, the FBI believes that Carter Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. There is probable cause that such activities involve or are about to involve violations of the criminal statutes of the United States. The document accuses you of being a, quote, agent of a foreign power. Were you?
Jake, this is so ridiculous. It's just beyond words. You know, it's you're talking about misleading the courts. It's just so misleading going through those 400-plus page documents. You know, where do you even begin? It's literally a complete joke, and it only continues. It's just really sad.
Well, were you ever an agent of a foreign power? Did you ever advise the Kremlin or work with the Kremlin on anything?
Look, Jake, I No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power in any by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I may have back in the G20 when they were getting ready to do that in St. Petersburg, I might have participated in a few meetings that a lot of people, including people from the Obama administration, were sitting on in Geneva, Paris, etc. But I've never been anywhere near what's being described here. In
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You probably missed the little, the hidden gotcha that Jake Tapper tried to do there. He tried to say that, it was heavily redacted, as if the Trump administration were the people heavily redacting it. But I want to go back to Donald Trump saying, as usual, they are ridiculously heavily redacted. Meaning, I didn't do it. I'd like you to see it all. But he's telling everybody, it's ridiculously heavily redacted. Then CNN goes in to say, well, Carter Page, are you guilty of this? You know, are you the person working with foreign governments of Page? Is like, man, this is so ridiculous. And what Carter Page is saying, and he's been on all the TV shows, he's saying, there's nothing you're going to connect me to with this. And you're going to end up spinning on yourself. So anyway, that's what Donald Trump tweeted. But he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. The Mr. Newsmaker is what he is. See, the news media has been in the business of manufacturing news. The same way you would mine ore, go try to get diamonds or anything else. That's the way the news media is. And what's funny about it is it's not manufacturing from raw material. And to use that analogy, it's manufacturing like it is looking for gold, where you've got to move tons and tons of material in order to get ounces of gold. The media has so little that they go move tons and tons of material in order to manufacture the news. And this is exactly what's happened. They have moved billions of tons of material. And here's what's funny about it. They've netted no gold. None. The closest they've come to it is detaining Maria Butina, because they needed a Russian to put in jail in the United States. They got Russians they've tried to put in jail we've indicted some Russians. Unfortunately, they're all in Russia. And so in order to continue this ruse, they said, well, who do we have here? So they put this Maria chick, which, look, I don't know, Maria's probably a spy, but she was a spy during the Obama administration, and they knew it. We talked about this before. They knew she was a spy. So if she's been a spy, why is it you're just finally doing something about it? Why didn't you tell other people in the government? You want to know why? Because Maria was targeting Republicans. So now you have them manufacturing. They are crunching down a lot of rock trying to find some gold. We'll talk more about that when we get back, because you found gold. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it here, folks.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
Donald Trump, the one-man wrecking crew, continues. We were talking earlier about Donald Trump being a one-man wrecking crew because, look, do I really need to explain this? The media going down, the DNC going down, the Democrats going down, the entire Obama administration going down. The deep state swamp rats will be in prison when it's all said and done. The FBI, CIA, NSA, all these people who have been working anti-American against you, going down. All the other things that are happening that are positive. I mean, that's all the negatives, and the negatives don't impact us. They impact these clowns. They don't impact us. There's good news for us. Economy, Donald Trump. Donald Trump sent out a tweet to Rouhani of the Iranians saying, you mess with us, man, you have picked on the wrong people. Don't think the Iranians are going to take this lightly. I'll get into that in a bit. What I want to talk about now is the fact that the media is talking about a tweet by Donald Trump. That's what they're talking about. And by the way, they're going to be talking about more than the tweets by Donald Trump. It was a tweet by Trump to Rouhani that signaled to the world that he's now got them under the microscope. But before we get into that, I want to talk more about this tweet from Tom Fitton and Donald Trump congratulating Judicial Watch on getting these redacted documents for Carter Page, these FISA documents that prove that it's been a farce, heavily redacted from the Department of Injustice, and this proves that the FBI misled the courts for this witch hunt that we are currently on. That cannot end good for the Mueller investigation. Is going to show just how big of a scam this thing has been and how deep the deep state really goes. Trump tweeted something else. He says, now we find out that it was indeed the unverified and fake dirty dossier that was paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC, knowingly and falsely submitted to FISA, and which was responsible for starting the totally conflicted and discredited Mueller witch hunt. Think about all the adjectives he used there. Crooked Hillary and the DNC, falsely submitted, that's an adverb, and responsible for the totally conflicted and discredited Mueller witch hunt. Those are powerful words coming from the most powerful man in the world. Then he goes on to say this, and the DOJ, FBI, and Obama gang need to be held to account. Source number one was the major source. Avoided talking about it being the Clinton campaign behind it. Misled the court to provide a pretext to spy on the Trump team. Not about Carter Page. It was all about getting Trump. This is what he's quoting from somebody saying, man, you got to appreciate a guy who says, you want to go to battle, doggone it, let's go to battle. Donald Trump is going to battle. He's battling every piece of this establishment that has been snookering the American people for the better part of 3, 4, 5 decades. A government that at some point along the way, I don't know when, decided it was no longer in our favor. It was actually against us. You look at the deep state swamp rats who are in fear of their lives. Look at Brennan. I wish, oh my God, if we had a reality show that could follow Comey, Brennan, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I'm talking about following them around for real. Listen to their phone calls. If we have an NSA that wants to listen in on some stuff, let me tell you something. You watch the sparks flying between these Democrats, the throwaway phones. What do they call them? What do they call those phones? That you buy and you toss them, the burner phones. Thank you. Yeah, the burner phones that are being purchased by these guys. Hillary Clinton is purchasing burner phones by the pallet. Unbelievable what's happening in this government. Kevin Shipp tweeted this. Shadow government operative flushed out. CIA counterintelligence. Mueller's deputy. FBI National Security Branch. FBI Senior Intelligence Advisor, Multinational Corporate Board Globalism, Deep Connection to John Brenner and James Comey. You know who it is? It's a new name, folks, Philip Mudd. So you're going to hear that name. You're going to hear all these are just the big guys. There are minions like the McCabes and the Peter Strucks that did all this stuff. What's going to happen when they have to come back and stand before the man and say, well, yeah, I dispute what Lisa Page said. I dispute what so-and-so said. What do you think's going to happen when it's time for McCabe to come testify? They're even saying we may want to get Barack Obama in here to testify. Unbelievable. Everything that's happening right before our very eyes. And the one-man wrecking crew is bringing it all down. He's CNN, MSNBC, all of them. Report what you want. Report it as long as you want. You cannot keep the genie in a bottle. The tempest in the teapot is more like it is, because it is about to blow up in their faces. And I go back to what I said earlier in the broadcast. Who else do you know who could do this? Who else do you know who could confront these clowns and really make them understand that, you know, we're not here to play? It's a different world. Donald Trump's poll numbers actually are rising. Post Helsinki, with everything that was going on, the left saying, the Russia this. He stood before that other country and he said these things about our clandestine agencies. They wanted to build outrage. And let me tell you, it was a good strategy. It really was, because when you put the United States against the Ruskies, And here's Donald Trump appearing to stand up for the Russians. You would think, whoa, here's Mr. Anti-America president bailing out on America in order to stand up for the Russians, saying that he doesn't believe our clandestine agencies. He believes Russia. He's standing with a dictator. People who mean to do us harm. This has been I'm not trying to say I'm some psychic or anything, but this has been their strategy from the moment that Donald Trump said he would meet with Putin. And the reason they did, there's a couple reasons they did not want that meeting to occur. One, it would signal that Donald Trump is saying, I don't care what you say about Russia. Our conversation about me colluding with Russia is done. I'm not entertaining any of your idiocy. This is done. So that's part number one. They didn't want to deal with the idea that, you know, Donald Trump is actually saying, you know, you can hunt for Russian stuff all you want. It's over. The second part of it is, what does Russia have to say about all this? See, we don't know. The United States isn't reading RT. We're not reading Pravda. We aren't reading the Russian. We don't know their side of the story. Now, typically, we've been conditioned to say, they're Ruskies. They're bad people. We don't want to talk to them. They're terrible people. Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're not as bad as our government. Maybe, in fact, they're working with them. Because remember, John Brennan is a communist. Remember, the Democrats now consider themselves socialists. Who's got more aligned with Russia than these clowns? So maybe Putin is tired of being the whipping boy, and he says, you know, I have lots of information here. I'd be happy to share it. Our clandestine agencies have done quite a bit of work on your people, Mr. Trump. You know, that's what I'd be doing. I'd say, look, this is a propaganda war, so let me help you in your propaganda war. That's what I'd be doing. Now, if I were President Trump, I'd take nothing. I'd let the Russians dump it. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here, folks. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is participating in a roundtable with supporters in Kansas City, Missouri. Earlier today, the president spoke at the VFW National Convention.
For more than a century, the VFW has represented American heroes who promoted American values, and they did so with honor. You are the universal symbol of the patriotic pride that beats loudly in every single American heart. We don't apologize for America anymore. We stand up for America. We stand up for the patriots who defend America.
The Trump administration is expected to announce $12 billion in aid as part of an emergency package to help farmers affected by tariffs on their crops. Among the latest reports, pork producers and soybean growers are among the hardest hit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As you guys know, I was in Paris not long ago, and I was discussing this whole Iranian thing with the NCRI. And it's the second year I've been to the event. And, of course, everybody was concerned. Kevin, be careful. Sure enough, we learned the Iranians were going to do a car bomb at the event, but nothing happened. It was all safe, and it was all good. But as I'm at this event and I'm looking at all the different things that are going on in Iran at the time, and I thought to myself, Iran's in big trouble. And the reason why they're in big trouble is because there are factions within Iran all across the country that are revolting for various reasons. On December the 27th of 2017, was it 16 or 17? 17. If you had asked political pundits around the world what the future of Iran would be, the pervasive answer would be that it was going to be status quo. Many pundits and other politicos would have agreed that the Iranian regime, which is led by the mullahs and controlled by the Iranian Republican Guard, would remain solidly in control. All the signals that led up to this, outside of the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States, pointed to this pervasive world attitude that nothing was going to change in Iran. Certainly, Barack Obama had empowered them. They got money shipped to them. They now were able to freely trade with banking relationships around the world. So that all that was good. And that's what would have led to that attitude. But on December the 28th of 2017, everything changed forever. There were protests in Mashhad. There's a city there. Day one of the protests began over the price of eggs, which were priced around, in equivalent U.S. money, $300 for a carton of 20. Now, in the subsequent days, the protests became more political. Not just the price of eggs, which really spoke to inflation, the devaluation of the currency, etc. They became political, and three to four more protests broke out during the day. And the crowds chanted things like, "Forget Syria!" And along the same lines, they chanted, "Think about us!" Yeah, no justice, no peace is not what they think about over there. But on a stronger political note, the crowd shouted, "Down with Hezbollah!" On the fourth day, the crowds began a new slogan. And here's what they said, "Hardliners, reformers, the game is over. Hardliners, reformers, this game is over." Mashhad is the second largest city in Iran. It's located, and I want you to understand the geography here. It's far northeast of Tehran. So put Tehran right in front of your face. Raise your right hand and, you know, draw a diagonal line up to the top. That's Mashhad. Okay? Almost the farthest point of the country from I'm not farthest, but I mean it's a good distance from Tehran. Now the next protest came on December the 29th of 2017 in Kermanshah. Now this city is in the northwest corner of Iran, almost the farthest point in Iran you could get from Mashhad. Okay? And in Kermanshah, more than 12 protests broke out. So in all, during this period, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, there were over 142 protests in cities across Iran. And even more shocking, protests happened in all Iranian provinces. In the protest, over 8,000 Iranians were arrested, with estimates that about 50 were killed by the regime. So that's in a 3-day window, folks, from the 27th to the 28th and the 29th. That 3-day window, every province in Iran had protests that erupted based on the start of it being about eggs. Now, in February of 2018, in the southwest region of Iran, Arabs protested about the regime. And all these protests were stamped out by the regime, it didn't stop additional protests from happening. So about a month later, in March of 2018, farmers in Isfahan protested over water. Essentially, water that flowed to these farmers for generations were dammed by elitists who were put in power by these mullahs. You have to see the pictures to get a real understanding of this, but the water was diverted by the Iranian Republican Guard, and Iran's largest salt water lake, Salt Lake, dried to 5% of its previous level. You got to see the pictures of this. It's like, you know, like think of a brain scan and where the activity in your brain is like red, and it goes from 100% down to 5% over in a period of a few short years. Now the Guardian reported on this. It's called Lake Urmia. In the late 1990s, Lake Urmia in northwestern Iran was twice as large as Luxembourg and the largest saltwater lake in the Middle East. Since then, it's shrunk substantially and was sliced in half in 2008, with consequences uncertain to this day. By a 15-kilometer causeway designed to shorten the travel between Urmia and Tabriz. Historically, the lake attracted migratory birds, including flamingos and ducks and egrets. Its drying up or desiccation is undermining the local food web, especially by destroying one of the world's largest natural habitats of brine shrimp, Artemia, a hardy species that can tolerate salinity levels of 340 grams per liter, more than 8 times saltier than ocean water. Now, the results of an investigation which recently appeared in the Journal of Great Lakes Research revealed that in September of 2014, the lake's surface was about 12% of its average size in 1970s, a far bigger fall than they previously realized. And the research undermines any notion of a crisis caused primarily by climate changes. It shows that the pattern of droughts in the region has not changed significantly, and that Lake Urmia survived more severe droughts in the past. So here again, not only am I, beating up the elitists who have caused this problem, I'm beating up the climate change alarmists who would tell you that's what it's about. So the lake's decline is not due to this farce of global climate change. Instead, the man-made disaster is a political issue where powerful mullahs have impacted the ecology as well as the economy, and it's based on greed and their sick ideology. Now, the farmers, back to these protests, farmers weren't able to make a living, nor were they able to feed their families. What are you going to do? You're going to get upset. So on the first day of the protest, and this is where it gets really interesting, the farmers were beaten by security forces from the regime. But then something happened that Friday. At Friday prayers, despite the earlier beatings by the Iranian Republican Guard, the farmers wore shirts that were against the Iranian regime. And even more surprisingly, the shirts had American slogans. Yes. Later that year, this year rather, in April of 2018, truckers struck in Khazarun, a small city in the western part of Iran. And in these protests, Iranian citizens took over the city for 2 weeks and they chased out the Iranian Republican Guard. And finally, the most recent protest was in June of this year. There were protests in the markets in Tehran. Now, these protests occurred by capitalists revolting against the high prices of products. And like the other protests, quickly turned political. Now, you're going, if you're thinking the way I'm thinking, you're going, this is a lot of protesting and a lot of stuff that's happened in a very short amount of time. It's not by chance. So the group that I went to meet with, the NCRI and MEC, played a major part in these protests because they want a free and democratic Iran. And this group of Iranian expatriates have operatives in all the major cities in Iran. And they highlight the politics behind all these protests. You're not protesting because you don't want to pay $300 for eggs. You're protesting that an economy that is forcing you to pay $300 for eggs needs to be looked at. And let's talk about not only the fact that the NCRI shouldn't be in, or MEC can't be underestimated, but I want to look at the economy of Iran and why you can't underestimate Donald Trump and all of this. Now, I told this story before, and we've talked about this on air, that a restaurant not too long ago in Iran advertised to hire dishwashers. Now, unemployment's over 35% with the under 30-year-olds in Iran. They constitute over half the population. So it was no surprise that over 150 people applied to be dishwashers. But what was most surprising are the people who applied. Of 150 applicants, 30 of those applicants held PhDs. Now, PhDs, very smart people in Iran, are looking to get menial jobs. That should tell you a lot. But I want to get into more. I want to talk about its currency and why Donald Trump is going to go into whatever negotiations he has with Iran with so much power. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
AP reported that Iranians on Monday shrugged off the possibility that a bellicose exchange of words between President Trump and his Iranian counterpart could escalate into military conflict, but expressed growing concerns America stepped up sanctions could damage their fragile economy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. I was just about to get into the economic aspects of what's going on in Iran. If you want to chime in, please give us a call at 844-551-8255.
Also, you can reach us at kjradio.com. Happen to know a lot about this subject because I deal with many Iranians and have been to Paris supporting expatriates who have people on the ground in Iran. They give me videos, smuggled videos of what's really going on there, the protest. Things that you aren't going to hear in our media because they want you to believe Iran is the good guy and Donald Trump is the bad guy. In the latest salvo, the AP writes this, Trump tweeted late on Sunday that hostile threats from Iran could bring dire consequences. This after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani remarked earlier in the day that America must understand well that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace and war with Iran is the mother of all wars. Trump tweeted, never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences the like of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. All caps. And in case you don't understand that from the lingo of social media, that's him yelling it. Within hours, the Iranian state-run news agency, IRNA, dismissed the tweet, describing it as a passive reaction to Rouhani's remarks. On Tehran streets, residents took the exchange in stride, they write. Both America and Iran have threatened one another in different ways for several years, shrugged Mohsen Tahiri, a 58-year-old publisher. And a headline on the local newspaper quoted Rouhani as saying, Mr. Trump, do not play with the lion's tail. You can if you're the lion. So that's sort of the backdrop of what I want to get into, which is the economy of Iran. And Donald Trump, let me tell you, you want to talk about being in his wheelhouse? Man, really, Rouhani? You want to get into a battle with the United States? Well, let's do it. Now, earlier in the broadcast, in the previous segment, in fact, I talked about unemployment in Iran, over 35% for people under 30 years old. This ain't just the black folks, people. This is all the Iranian youth, the millennials. So there was a job opening at a restaurant for a dishwasher, and 150 Iranians applied, 30 of whom were PhDs. Now, that should tell you a little bit about the economy. But here's what's going to be even more telling. We talked about it, you know, when I got back from Paris, but I might as well talk about it again. The currency of Iran. So here are the numbers. I'll be honest, I haven't looked at it since I got back. But about 4 months ago, the Iranian rial traded at about 35,000 rial to one U.S. dollar. It didn't take very long, but the currency was devalued to 60,000 to every U.S. dollar. So it was almost cut in half, the value of the rial in comparison to the dollar. But the value of the rial has plummeted almost daily. And this is earlier this month. Almost daily, going from 70,000 to 80,000 and quickly to 100,000 to $1 U.S. I don't know what it is right now. We should probably look it up because it actually, you did? What is it? What? So my producer, seriously, my producer says the rial as of today is 230,000 to the dollar. So we're talking about in the month of July, folks, from when I returned from Paris, it was 100,000. It was just going down, 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 down. It's gone down substantially in the past 30 days. It's now 230,000 to one. That's where we are. So that's President Trump's jumping off point in terms of discussing the, you know, the value of the dollar, if you will, the economy of Iran versus to versus America. Now, at the time, just recap. Over 4 months, the Iranian rial has gone from 30,000 to the dollar to 230,000 to the dollar. Okay, so let's just do quick basic math. It's 1/6 its value. 1/6. It's lost 84% of its value. So the question is, why is this acceleration happening? Now, I talked about this when I came back because I thought this is really wild. But Mercedes issued a directive to its dealers in Iran that they can no longer repair Iranian-owned Mercedes. This directive that I mentioned before didn't come from the German government, but from the company Mercedes itself. So German capitalists are not following German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Germany's policies with Iran, which have been pro-Iran, friendly to Iran, doing business with Iran. Instead, Mercedes is following the policies imposed by President Donald Trump, thus taking matters into their own hands and saying, we are not going to be in violation of what the U.S. said. You can sanction Germany, but you cannot sanction us because we will prove to you that we won't even repair an individual's car in Iran. I want you to think about that. Now, remember, that is mind-blowing when I compare it to Barack Obama. Now, the Saudi Arabians, when Donald Trump made his first visit abroad, and this is what was reported at the time, it says U.S. President Donald Trump signed a multi-billion-dollar weapons deal with Saudi Arabia during his visit to the kingdom, where he called for regional allies to further isolate Iran. Saudi officials have described Iran as the premier state sponsor of terrorism in the region, saying it aims to destabilize the Middle East and export its revolution to other countries, that being Iran. Most recently, the Saudi government put a shot across the bow of Merkel as the Saudi prince made it clear that they backed President Trump's play on Iran. Handelsblatt reported this. Saudi Arabia has some impressive infrastructure projects underway, including plans to spend over $500 billion on NEOM, a brand new futuristic desert city nearly as large as Belgium. On paper, the plan touted to reduce the kingdom's dependency on oil presents German companies with plenty of opportunities to do business there. But instead, German firms from Siemens to Daimler to Bayer have been run up against closed doors in Saudi Arabia in recent months. Saudi's support notwithstanding, it will be the decisions of the United States that are going to impact Iran the most. And of the sanctions currently imposed by Donald Trump, the sanctions on Iranian oil is critical. Essentially, President Trump has said to the world, you can go after the $250 billion of potential trade with Iran, or you can vie for the roughly $21 trillion American market. And the Saudis have said, we hear you loud and clear. They've said to Germany and others, if you do business with Iran, we will not answer your phone call. Now, I talked about the Obama agenda at the time, which of course gave money to these clowns and let them export terrorism, which is Iran is good at these three things: execution of its citizens, export of revolution or terror. They spent $100 billion in Syria, Yemen, and Iraq, to name a few, and Western appeasement. They know how to appease our leftists to make it look like, oh, they're poor Iranians, Donald Trump is beating them up. Now, Barack Obama fell for the appeasement, and he emboldened the Iranian regime, and then he funded them. Finally, he allowed them to become part of the legitimate banking system so they can now move money around the world quickly. And you know what Donald Trump did? Yeah, he said, that changes. November the 8th, in 2016, it changed for the left, but it changed for Iran dramatically. Yep. This passive-aggressive handling of Iran through trade and manipulating other countries not to do business with them, and you're seeing the impact. In less than a month, Donald Trump putting the spotlight on Iran has caused their currency to devalue even further, significantly further. They've lost 150% more value on the rial than they did prior. And you think it's going to get better or worse for them now that they fall under the microscope of Donald Trump? Let me just tell you, folks, you have a leader that isn't worried, and he sent out the best communique ever, all caps, don't you ever threaten this country again, Iran. Let's see what happens, huh?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.